This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Timing there. Somebody just sent me an article about someone I plan to talk about on the program today by the name of Senator Heidi Heitkamp. And I just sent you, Todd, the radio god Mitchell, that very little article so we can pull up the story and play a little bit of the audio that is in this. You can actually hear Senator Heitkamp. Tell you about that in a moment. Hi, friends. Happy Monday. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind for a very important reason. We want to know what's on your mind. What is it today? What's on your mind? Right now, at this very moment, tell me. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Did you get my text, Todd?
Am I supposed to play it from my phone? Or
I sent it there rather quickly rather than...
I know. It's all right. I can
make it work?
I moved it over.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to fly like an eagle when you're sore with turkeys, isn't it, Todd? I apologize for that. Difficult.
That's not quite how the Steve Miller Band song went, but okay.
Yeah. Sort of like that. That's how you have to do it. Anyway, we have a busy program today. We're going to check in on the legislature, even though they're taking a little break. A crossover break is on. They resume here middle of the week. And so we'll have a legislature today, a segment at the bottom of the hour. Remember the debate over the spill bill and how spills are reported in North Dakota? Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association will be here to talk a little bit about that. And where that piece of legislation is at today. Also, Meet MBI. Yes, we've been doing these fun little Meet MBI events. MBI Energy Services. Tiffany Steiner is going to tell us about an event that will happen tomorrow. Grassy Butte, Sweet Crude Travel Center. Stop there often myself. Also, another one coming up in Belfield soon. And announce some fun little incentives to have you maybe listen just a little closer to some of these opportunities that are available. $500 sign-on bonus, great pay, benefits, variety of work schedules, and the world-class training center. So we'll find out a little bit about that later on today. And we also are going to tell you about the North Dakota Safety Council and getting AEDs in more places to save lives. The tiny little box saves lives. And when you see it, you're curious about it, we'll give you some more data. Say, gosh, why isn't there one where I work? Or why isn't there one where I work out? Or where there, kids go to school or whatever. Because we have a lot of them, but not enough of them. So we'll tell you about that today on the program, too. All right. Do you have that little clip ready, Tom? The turkey that sent it to you?
Well, it's a Chris Berg thing on the way.
Right, yes, yeah.
Right, okay. I can play it. I can play it whenever you're ready. You want the whole thing? It's a minute and a half.
Right, it's about a 90-second deal. There, Chris Berg,
okay.
From
I got it ready.
Point of view, is a regular guest of ours here on the program. He'll not be on today. We have safety talk next hour, so he won't be on that slide. I think he'll join us tomorrow, and he's off for a couple of days as well. But we'll have him a couple of times this week. And the article that came to me just now was one that he referred to in this piece about Senator Heidi Heitkamp. And it's one of the questions I had for you. If you want to know what's on my mind. Because last week we really saw something pretty unbelievable. We saw so much news it's hard to keep tabs on all of it. But obviously an important chapter closed in the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. It's not finished. There's still protests in the region on native land, but that was extraordinary. We also saw Congressman Kramer hold a talk radio, not a talk radio town hall. That's what he does here. He's going to do that Wednesday. So hold a town hall. Actually, it was a Coffee with Kramer event. And described it in some detail Friday, but was probably pretty extraordinary. I raised the question recently, where is Wayne Stengel? You know, all the Dakota Access stuff. Where is he? And I asked him the question. And he invited me to his office. And he answered the question. So I give him credit. Here's some things that we're doing. Okay? Here's some things that we are we're helping with. And there were some examples of, well, for instance, all of the intelligence that is utilized by law enforcement is compiled by his office in the BCR. That was one of the reasons he said he didn't feel a need to go to the meetings, because they prepare the intelligence. Why go to the meetings to hear the same intelligence you prepare? Was his explanation there. And also, obviously, has been part of the legislation that's going on in the legislature, and felt that was playing a part. There are a number of things under consideration related to additional action, you know, suing the federal government for reimbursement and digging into the funding sources of some of these people, a number of different things. He wasn't able to say a lot, but said, you know, we're working on a lot of it. So he went through a number of the things. And I give him credit for that. He was, you know, took the time to just sit down and tell us a little bit about it. So certainly appreciate it. I think more needs to be done. I'll continue to say that. But the fact that he was willing to share what had been done, I think, was good. So now the only question left to answer is, where is Heidi Heitkamp? Where is Senator Heidi Heitkamp? And an article just sent to me raises some interesting points on this. Let's first listen to what Chris Berg has to say, and then I want to get your take on this, okay? Roll that.
In tonight's Final View, Hillary Clinton suggests that Senator Heidi Heitkamp should, and I'm quoting here, get out of Congress. Earlier this week, Hillary Clinton tweeted this out about the cowardly members of Congress that are not willing to face their constituents face-to-face. She said, hey, look, if you can't stand the heat, get out of Congress. Then today, the Associated Press released an article titled Vulnerable Dems Lay Low as Town Hall Angst Rages. The article actually singled out Senator Heitkamp by saying the political pressure is particularly intense for West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Democrats whose states backed Trump by an average of 39 percentage points in November. Now, both of them avoided formal town halls this week, but Heitkamp's office, this is laughable, said she participated in a discussion about flood issues with constituents in northeastern North Dakota, attended a subsequent ribbon cutting on Thursday, and she planned to tour a local National Weather Service on Friday. By the way, have any of you seen Senator Heitkamp this week in recess, either on TV or just any pictures anywhere across the state? I haven't seen any, and she's nowhere to be found because Senator Heitkamp knows that she's in trouble in 2018. In fact, just last week, there were people calling for her to be primaried in 2018. If Senator Heitkamp plans on running and winning in 2018, I would suggest she gets out there and starts to be with her constituents in town halls and other venues. She's going to end up being a one-term senator.
All right. So, Chris Berg, that was last week. The article that was sent was the same one from the AP that's talking about, you know, the heat is being turned up on her. Where is she? And does it matter to you? Maybe it doesn't matter to you. Maybe you're just baking that into the cake. But if Hillary Clinton is saying, hey, members of Congress, get out there, have town hall meetings, and you can't take the heat in the kitchen, get out, that applies to her just as much as it does to Kevin Cramer and John Hovind, does it not? And can you believe, with a straight face, they say, oh, she's out there, she did something in Grand Forks on flood issues and did a ribbon cutting and toured a National Weather Service office. Come on. Come on, 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 huh? I don't know. I don't think that that passes muster at all. But I want to know if you agree or disagree. Call me at 800-228-0550. Local number's 258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Texter on a different topic says, can you ask Scott to bring up House Bill 1392? My main concern about it is that the bill, or one very similar, was voted on by the people and failed by a large margin in 2014. Why is it that the people's vote needs to be overturned in the legislature? Kind of contradicts democracy, doesn't it? All right, that's, we'll add that to our legislature to-do list. And really enjoyed the conversation we had Friday with Al Carlson and Rich Wardner together. Not enough time, unfortunately. Not enough time, never is. Here's another texter. Hey, Mr. Todd, an inspiring story about hope in our youth. My nephew did something amazing for a teen to do these days. Please check out, via Google, the Bill White Purple Heart Mystery Story. I am very proud of my nephew. Good to hear once in a while the good in our country. Bill White, Purple Heart, Mystery Story. Have you checked it out yet, Todd?
Doing it right now.
Check it out. Give us a full report coming up. Governor Doug Burgum is meeting with President Trump at this hour at the White House. Find out what comes out of that. The governors are there for meetings. Final day today. A little piece of news. Heidi Heitkamp, give me a call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Okay, before I go to the phones here briefly, I will tell you that I did do a little digging, and House Bill 1392 that the listener asked about is the equal or the shared parenting bill. Okay, Todd, how about you? Did you find some good things out about the other suggestion from the listener related to Bill White and Purple Heart?
Bill would make selling Purple Hearts illegal. Is all I kept coming up with various articles on. which, you know, that is what it is. But
so this fellow was telling an inspiring story about his nephew.
Yeah.
His nephew doing something amazing for a teen. Nothing yet. Okay, all right. We'll keep checking. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them, North Dakota Petroleum Council, their website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Few more days left for the Bakken Blood Drive. It's a really cool deal. Also want you to mark on your calendars March 7th, Energy Day at the Capitol. That's right. So, NorthDakotaOilCan.com has details on both. Check it out. Okay. The heck is that?
In seventh grade, I was...
Something coming out my window. Ooh, holy cow. Sorry about that. It sounded like a good little intro music for you.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I thought we'd...
I don't know where that's coming from.
We could use that when we get back to the calls.
Ta-da!
Time to get back to the calls.
John Hedden, here we are.
In Lemon, South Dakota. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, this is Jim.
Yes, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I was told that Perry Knights Casino had a shortfall of over $6 million, and the guy that told me said the Bismarck Tribune had an article where the manager of that said that they had already borrowed between $3 and $4 million from donated money to the Dakota Access Pipeline protesters. And I was wondering if you guys had heard anything about that or could confirm that.
You know, I've heard that before. I don't have it confirmed. Doesn't seem to compute with me because I'm wondering with all the millions of dollars that poured in on the various sites, and you could even see in the aftermath of the clearing of the Yosemite camp, there was all kinds of stockpiles of supplies, you know. So I don't know why they would need any financial support from the casino because they had millions coming in and obviously more stuff than they even needed. And I've heard stories of LaDonna Allard, who's at the Sacred Stone camp, of $4 and $5 million raised. So obviously she doesn't want this to end because it's a financial windfall for her and for others, and very little accountability in all this. It's a mess. So I don't know. I have heard that the casino is in significant financial trouble. I know that the casino operates under a compact with the state of North Dakota, which requires it to have a significant reserve at all times, and like in the seven-figure category. And I've heard that's currently not the case. So if there were an audit, they would lose. And by the way, the state can at any time audit it. If they would lose their, their compact. They'd be out of business. So it's a mess. But I don't know, if they're going to self-report. You know, they're not exactly going to come out and tell you everything. You got to rely on just sort of some second and third hand reports, I guess.
All righty, thank you.
But it's something to pay attention to. And they could have paid protesters. They could have paid for food. They could have paid for camp. I don't know. It's possible. I just wonder why they would do that. I think it's safe to say, no matter what, that the decision to allow Earth Justice and honor the Earth and keep it in the ground and every other extreme environmental group that isn't about stopping pipelines and protecting water, they're about shutting down energy infrastructure. They're about ending fossil fuel use in this country. They're not going to what I'm trying to say is that the decision to bring them in, those kind of groups with their views, and their views aren't going to conform to yours, right? They're not going to just say, oh, yeah, we'll be about the pipeline and the water. You know, they're using you to do their views, and that decision has been an economic disaster. But it's also been just a human relations disaster. Bad neighbors. Whole thing's terrible. rebel texter said she knows it's over, speaking of Heidi Heitkamp. So she's just going on a free ride the next 2 years. Could be. Another texter sent Heidi packing. She never deserved it in the first place. Hovind better tighten it up, too. They can both go home and get some people in there with backbones. Another texter, I couldn't care less where Heitkamp is. If she started having town halls, she'd just portray herself as someone she's not. Classic election ploy, Democrats pull in right-leaning states. Last example that comes to mind is the big leftist Erin Oban in District 35 painting herself as independent. What a phony. Folks, if you care where she's at, if you care that she's not doing town halls, if you care that she's hiding, if it matters to you, please let her know this. Don't just say, that is what it is, she's just hiding it 2 years ago. I mean, I really don't. That seat is too important to allow her to hide. It's too important. So I would want you to be more passionate about it and let your voice be heard. Stephen Watford City, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
That last caller, he was calling about GoFundMe money. He wasn't talking about the tribe paying the money. It's they took the GoFundMe money. Like $3 million was the story I read on that.
You're saying the casino took $3 million from GoFundMe accounts that were designed to fund the protest.
Exactly. I can't remember where I read it, but that's what it said. They took $3 million of the GoFundMe money to help pay for their shortfall.
And I mean, there's no accountability for any of it, so there'd be no recourse for it.
It was a story. I think it was done by Port, that guy Port. What's his name?
Yeah, the blogger
down there.
Out of my mind, actually, blogger. But yeah, no, I hear you. I just wonder what the source of it is. I don't know. I've heard a lot of rumors about the casino, and
well, I know. In the comments, there's a lot of people there upset about that money that should have gone to the cleanup of the camp and to help reimburse some of the costs that North Dakota has. You know, they spent millions and millions here, and they're taking the money just to keep the casino running.
Yeah. No kidding. You know, this requires a massive investigation. What's the source of the dollars? You know, there's all kinds of shell games going on with dollars being donated and then funneled through these GoFundMe accounts and everything else. We've got to get to the bottom of it. We absolutely do. Steve, good call. Thank you.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you've ever wanted to go to Ireland, this is your opportunity. Find out more what Carol Juven has planned with his Shades of Ireland troupe. Carol Juven, Juven Tours and Travel, taking a group of folks to Northern Ireland September 19th through October 1st. And you are invited to a very special travel presentation to find out all about it. Monday night, 6:30, Holiday in Fargo. There'll be a film so you can see the beauty. I can't possibly describe the level of beauty, the experiences, everything that's included. But you'll be able to see it and talk about it with Carol Juven. Free event with refreshments, 6:30, Monday night, Fargo Holiday Inn. Everyone welcome. Let's go to Ireland. Come join the special free presentation of the Shades of Ireland trip by Carol Juven. And don't miss this opportunity to see the Shades of Ireland. Let's find out all about it at the Ireland Travel Show, 6:30 Monday night, Fargo Holiday Inn.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Another of our legislature today segments, we really do a deep dive into what's happening in the North Dakota legislative session today, brought to you by the Northwest Landowners Association. We'll chat with Troy Coons. If you're a landowner in North Dakota, you might want to consider joining the Northwest Landowners Association. The cost's small, but the benefits are large. Landowners want to what? Protect the land, right? But at the same time, they don't want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. And as a Northwest Landowners member, you receive access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website, assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights, the benefit of a lobbyist representing Northwest Landowners at the North Dakota Legislature, and also newsletters and email updates on all the relevant natural resource news and meetings as well. Find out more at NW, that's for Northwest, NWLandowners.com. Simple as that. Troy Coons will join us in just a moment here, okay? Rosella in Bismarck, what's on your mind? Let's get you in here. I'm sorry you had to wait. We'll chat with you, and then we'll get to Troy. Go ahead.
That's fine. Yeah, hi, Scott. In regard to this thing about the casino down there, in the Tribune within the last 2 weeks, there was several items in there about that, and the manager, they had interviewed the manager down there, and I didn't know that his last name is Iron Eyes. And I don't know, but we have the Chase Iron Eyes that, you know, ran against Kramer. He said he has to chase him out of Washington. And I don't know if there's a relationship there, but it sure seems like this money trail is pretty stinky, and it could be, so you see where this money is going.
Well, we will ask if they want to talk about it, maybe take some questions, because I know we get a lot of calls about it and some concern. There are a lot of rumors out there, so we might as well get some facts. So we'll check it out. Rosella, thank you. I did. I remember the article that you're talking about, but I don't remember the answers to the question as far as the $3 million and where they came from that the other caller called about. Granted, Bismarck, last call before our legislature today segment. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott and Todd. Real quick, Todd, you and Carrie are in my prayers. By the way, I believe the only way for Heidi Heitkamp to keep her career is to do a complete 180 and change party affiliation, become a Republican, and then galvan all over the state, make an appearance the next 2 years, and then she might have a chance.
Yeah, you hear, I think that's not going to happen. But I do think you're right. It would certainly enhance her political chances, for sure. Brent, appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-228-0550. Troy Coons of the Northwest Landowners Association on our Newsmaker line to talk a little bit about the legislative session and what's happening. Troy, how are you?
Hey, not too bad, Scott. You, sir?
I'm doing well, and only sorry I couldn't make it to Stanley on Friday for the annual meeting. How'd it go?
Well, it was a good day. We had just slightly over 100 people attend, and for a rescheduled meeting. I don't think we could have had a much better turnout. It was a very nice feeling to have that kind of turnout, and we had a lot of very positive comments from the membership, kind of reaffirming the support for the group. It was a really nice day.
Is there a particular piece of legislation that is of top concern to the group, or a bunch of them, or is there any one that stands out?
Well, the day kind of went like, okay, let's talk about 1151, the spill bill, and why is that moving forward? You know, and then I talked to the EERC study, and I think it's a more of an issue that we need to look at in reporting and data management than changing a threshold. So we talked about those types of things because there was a lot of concern on that bill. Then they wanted to understand why Senate Bill 2225, the trespass bill, got defeated. You know, why was that? That was of concern. Then there was several others, and then there was a multitude of bills that people had asked us to start monitoring that we weren't. So the level of expectations of our group just keeps rising and rising. They had a lot of questions and a lot of things they wanted us to be looking at, but those two were probably the main two that got talked about.
1151 had, overwhelming majority voting in favor of the change, 82 right. to 11 on that House bill. And again, the argument from the department has been, you know, an issue of manpower, because right now these spills rather require a visit by somebody to come by and actually see them. Mary Schminke in the Energy Media Group had written a story about this, and I guess it was a letter to the editor, actually the Grand Forks Herald, and saying that companies no longer need to report spills of crude bill, produced water, or natural gas that are contained to a well site or production location and are less than 10 barrels or 420 gallons. She said, the men and women who work at these sites are trained to handle and react to any number of emergencies, including spills. I've been on the sites and was so impressed by their professionalism and commitment to safety and regulations. Let's not waste these workers' valuable time by forcing them to report each and every oil spill. Explain why that's different than what you guys are advocating here. And you've told us before that you're not in favor of the change, but go ahead and give us a refresher.
Well, you know, if you're talking from a surface owner perspective, we don't truly get free and willing negotiation on the development on the surface, which we're not against development. We also have a lot of membership that are mineral owners, so we're for that. But on the surface end of it, you don't get free and willing negotiation. So they come in, they can do their development. You get compensated for the use of the land, but eventually that land is turned back to you. So it feels like it would only be fair and equitable to be able to know what activities have taken place on that land and what long-term concerns and issues you may have to deal with. And so I don't think the trigger point of a barrel is the issue, and maybe if they'd have thought of two or three barrels, maybe it would have made a lot more sense. They brought it from a cost perspective, and the head of DMR, when they testified, did not show that it would be a cost saving. So that argument was kind of avoided there. The new formula, I think, possibly could have more costs incurred just due to you have legacy wells, you have early Bakken wells, mid Bakken, and new Bakken wells that might have different reporting requirements on this new formula of multitude of two or three spills that equal 10 barrels within 15 days, or is it a 10-barrel one? It puts the onus on somebody coming to the site. Are they're 20 hours after a spill or 2 hours? How do they determine then? Is it 420 gallons and not 380? It just adds a lot more gray area to things. And
questions,
so,
by the way, for Trey or Troy are certainly welcome today on the program. 258-0550 telephone number, or you can text out at 226-8503, 226-8503. I'm sorry, did you have anything else you wanted to say on that, Troy?
Just on that, you know, the EERC study said that reporting and data management is the key that needs to be looked at, and that's what we believe as well. When we had that study done and we worked with the legislature to get 1358, that bill passed, that's what they said. Reporting, forms being filled out right, going through a unified channel, and managing that data is a lot more key. And just one other thing, I just want to thank our membership. It was just such a beautiful day the other day, and I hope other people will consider joining our organization. We're here looking out for people today, but the key is for our future generation, for the kids, the grandkids, and we represent people all across the state.
Makes sense. All right, a couple of other things to cover with you. One, the trespassing bill. You mentioned it earlier. What happened there?
Yep. Well, you know, out front, it sounded like things were fairly 50-50. When I was talking to people in the background, it sounded like it was going to have a real struggle to pass. You know, a lot of people tried to coin it as a hunting bill or no trespassing for hunting, and that's not what this is about. In my view, this is about a constitutional right. If you own property, you have care, custody, and control, and you retain the liability, that people should ask. And I thought there was a lot of good negotiations going on in the background about making an app where you could put your property on there so people could just click on that and find out if it was open to hunting. Then you didn't have to look any further. And then there was talk of developing a sign that the people who wanted it open to hunting all the time could put this sign up so nobody would have to stop and ask. So I thought there was a lot of good negotiations there, but in the background, it didn't sound like it had much of a chance, and that's kind of how I mean, it was close. It was only off by, I think, 7 votes. So it was close, but yet that's kind of where everybody was leaning, that it wasn't going to quite make it.
Ray, on the road, question for Troy Coons of the Northwest Landowners Association with our Legislature Today update. Go ahead, Ray.
I had a question for you about the NAS project. I haven't heard anything on that in a long time. Why not spend a lot of money on that? I was wondering if you had any kind of an update on that.
I personally don't have an update on that right now. I guess I don't have an update on that at all. I guess most of the focus right now has been on the legislative session, and as well, we haven't had very many call-ins about that lately.
Yeah, it's kind of odd. I mean, like the project's complete, I believe. Last I heard, the Canadians were holding us up over some microorganisms or something. And that's been well over a year ago. And I thought that had been resolved on the most part.
All right, we'll check into that one for you. Also, I know there's some things related to WAS going on in the session and the financing and the funding of it. So, maybe we can get you an update. One of our future Legislative Today updates. What's that, Troy?
That would be one that we've had several calls on, as the formula where there would possibly be a little more tax on some of the waters taken out for from private properties and some of the eminent domain issues with WAS and stuff. So there's a lot of issues there.
Yeah, that's what I heard as well, that there'd be a tax that would be added because the dollars being generated are not enough to finance the project, correct?
Correct. That's correct, yeah.
All right. Well, let's see here. We don't have a heck of a lot of time. Why don't we do this? Let's, on the other side of the break, I want to ask you about wind. We'll just hold you over here and talk a little bit about wind development. I made some comments about this last week. It seemed as though wind was kind of had the big target on its back, and I know it concerned a number of the utilities that were out there, but we'll talk a little bit about that. And also get an update on an event coming up. Tiffany Steiner from MBI here to tell you about a Meet MBI event that is happening. Grassy Butte tomorrow.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10? E85, E30, E40, do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Gus Ganser with an electrical safety tip for homeowners and business owners.
You should be testing your GFCIs every month. So in your bathrooms, in your kitchen, in your garage, your outside outlets, you have GFCIs, ground fault circuit interrupters. Should have two little buttons. One is a test button, one is a reset button, and the newer ones actually have a little tiny red or orange light on them to tell you when they are tripped. So you should be testing those once a month. That is per manufacturer instructions. I always tell people circuit breakers protect equipment. They protect motors. GFCIs protect people. So they're a life-saving device.
If you are a homeowner, a non-electrician worker, or a business owner and wish to learn more about electrical hazard awareness training, visit www.ndsc.org. Click on the training registration icon. That's ndsc.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Have my pillow. Good night rest. Don't have my pillow. Not so good. Most important thing to your sleep. Most important thing to your health, rather, is your sleep. If you're sleeping well, you're going to be good and healthy. How about that? And we hear this from our listeners all the time. Talking about, hey, thanks, I'm truly sleeping better than I ever have before. Can't imagine not having my pillow. Changed my life, love it. Used to snore, wake up, my wife, toss and turn. All better. They give us a heck of a deal right now. You see a lot of television specials for 30% off. We got 40% off. 40% off for a limited time at MyPillow.com. Call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT and get the Mike 4-Pack Special. 40% off two MyPillow Premium Pillows and two Go Anywhere Pillows. Free shipping, too, on all orders over $100. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. All right, so Troy Coons is still here from Northwest Landowners Association, wrapping up our conversation on the legislature today. I wanted to ask you about wind. Is there a sentiment that seems to be a little bit anti-wind blowing its way through the legislature in your view, Troy?
Well, there was a multitude of different bills about wind. You know, it is a pretty controversial topic. It seems like people are very much either pro or con wind. It's hard to find many that find middle of the road with it. So, yes, that is a concern. Our organization is getting a lot of calls on wind. We're looking at starting to put on some more wind meetings. I think we'll have one here in 2 weeks in the northwest corner of the state. We'll be looking at other areas that we're getting calls where there's wind farms. There's, you know, between 9 and 12 different projects possibly coming to the state. So a lot of things to look at there, you know, the decommissioning of them, the liability issues, things to be looked at from the farmer, rancher, property owner perspective. And there's quite a few lobbyists in the legislature there as well. I think there's probably maybe 9 different ones that I think I know of.
That are specifically advocating on behalf of wind energy?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association with our legislature today update today. Troy, if folks want to find out more about the Northwest Landowners Association or your work at the state legislature, how do they get a hold of you?
701-721-4258. Our membership is only $100. It's a volunteer nonprofit organization that wants to be the conduit between the state agencies, industry, and the landowners so we can all coincide and have a bright future.
You're trying to call 701-720-4258.
721.
I wrote it down wrong. 721-4258. All right.
Yeah, 701. Otherwise my dad will be getting a lot of calls.
Yeah, exactly. 701-721-4258. Thanks, Troy.
All right. Take care, Scott. Thank you.
You bet. We'll chat with you later. More of your calls in a minute on the news of the day at 800-228-0550. Don't forget, you can also call us 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Tiffany Steiner is here from MBI Energy. A couple of other additional fun events they're doing, Grassy Butte and Belfield coming up, and we want to tell you about it. MBI Energy Services is hiring. It is a world-class oil field service company based right here in North Dakota. North Dakota is home for MBI Energy, and they are hiring right now. And Tiffany's going to tell us a little bit about what's happening. For one, a sign-on bonus right now if you hire on with MBI. Tell us about that, Tiffany.
Hey, Scott. So we do offer a $500 sign-on bonus for anyone that applies and gets hired on with MBI. So it's a really exciting thing just for joining us. You get $500.
Nice little bonus. Well, it's a Christmas bonus early.
Right.
Go to work. Can't beat that. Plus, of course, there is great pay benefits, a variety of work schedules so they work with you. And tell us about that training center.
We have one of the only training centers in this area, I'm pretty sure in America, but we can take our employees, and that's where they learn how to drive a truck. We do anything from chain up to backing up. We just added a workover rig. So we'll start training on that pretty soon here, and that's really exciting to bring that on and be able to start training for workover.
I've been there. It's an amazing place. It really is. It literally is just a, you know, like a big obstacle course, you know, with, you know, a lot of acres to mm-hmm. replicate what happens in the oil field. Pretty good. A lot of different positions available right now. Anything in particular, any particular positions you want to tell folks about?
You know, we're hiring a lot of drivers. Oil drivers, water drivers. We're also hiring a lot of workover, you know, supervisor, operator, derrick hand, floor hand, also water transfer technicians. There is unbelievable how many positions we're offering right now. People can go online to our website, mbienergyservices.com, and they can check them out there. Or they can come meet us tomorrow at the Sweet Crew Travel Center. We're really excited to be there from 5:30 a.m. to 8 a.m., you can come meet MBI. You can have a cup of coffee and a fresh cookie on us.
That's at the Sweet Crew Travel Center, Grassy Butte, right along.
Yeah, in Grassy Butte.
Yeah, right along 83. So that's fantastic. 85, rather. So, and then soon in Belfield too, right?
Yes, we'll be in Belfield next week. So we'll be on talking about that after tomorrow. But it's exciting to meet us, and we'll explain more about what MBI is and who we are.
MBI, MBI, EnergyServices.com to find out more. Stop tomorrow morning. You're right there in Grassy Butte. Thanks, Tiffany.
That's a very important question.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield, North Dakota is the place. Tuesday, to meet MBI. MBI Energy Services is hiring. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, inviting you to stop by the Sweet Crude Travel Center in Belfield Tuesday morning to meet MBI. Fill your cup and learn more about this premier oil field services company, North Dakota made. MBI has openings for workover rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, and floor hands, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com or come meet the crew. Meet MBI at Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield, Tuesday morning. Stop by and see us. Scott Hinnon hoping you'll stop by and meet MBI for the MBI Energy Services event Tuesday. Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield. Tuesday morning, Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.